It was so difficult for me. I wasn't able to just sit in class and actually enjoy learning something new, which I love to learn, you know? It just got to the point, you know, where I couldn't even sit there and think about anything. I mean, I was so tired. I was falling asleep in class and, you know, you have to survive. So I had to do what was best for me. And I thought at the time that was best for me to leave. So that's what I did. My family and I haven't gotten along for a long time, since I was about 13. There were a couple times I would show up at the house and all my belongings were out on the front lawn, so I'd have to take all my stuff and go somewhere, stay with a friend or wherever. Around December, I started sleeping behind the school to go to school, and lack of sleep and being cold and, you know, not being able to get my homework done just because of all the craziness. You know, my grades were slipping, everything. I was just getting so far behind. I was doing really bad. And I really enjoyed school, but it was just very hard for me to keep things up. Let's see. There was one day that actually I was sleeping outside of the school, and a teacher did see me sleeping outside, and there was a huge issue, and they contacted my family, and my parents ended up putting, I don't know why they did this, but they put missing posters up around just the neighborhood and everything like that. And I called them up and I was like, why'd you put missing posters up, you know, like, I'll come home if you want. And they're like, oh, well, we're on vacation, but we just kind of got in trouble that you haven't been with us, you know, so we did this to look like we cared. And I was like, oh, wow. That makes me feel loved. Everybody was starting to notice that I was wearing the same pair of pants and jacket and shirt for about a week and a half. Starting to smell, you know, like things got pretty rough. I mean, I feel like I should have reached out more for help and stuff, but I was really embarrassed about my situation, that I kind of ignored the situation, you know, and obviously I was living it and it was true, but I didn't want anybody to really know. A year after I dropped out, I tried going back just to see, because I was able to kind of support myself a little bit. I had a place to stay, but I didn't have enough credits to go back. My grades were so bad right before I dropped out that my credits sucked. while I was there, and then I tried going back, and I couldn't go back, and then they told me about this program. I went in, and it was like a little school for troubled kids, you know, who've, you know, been kicked out of high school or who have left. But I stayed away from school too long to take the program, so I couldn't do that. And at 16, I actually was out here in Little Five. And I couch surfed with random people. Thankfully, never had to do anything crazy. You know, people respected me. I guess I threw out that vibe of, you know, I'm not that type of girl. But I, you know, I did sleep outside. I've slept in many of the parks around here. Then I met a guy who was a lot older than me. And he met me in the park. And knew that I needed, you know, food, and I was, you know, clothes, and needed a place to stay, and I ended up, I haven't left. So, and honestly, if it wasn't for him, I probably would be dead right now. I know this is, it's kind of creepy in a weird way, but, you know, of course I fell in love with him, actually way before he fell in love with me. But in a way, he was somebody who actually really cared about me, you know? And I hadn't had that. We're still together. We have a one-year-old. Everything's just great, you know? Like, all the bad is just in the past, you know? And I like that a lot. I'm very happy now. I am pretty mad at my parents. Now are actually, since I've had my son, they're coming around. They want to see him. It was kind of weird. They didn't want me to have, my mom didn't want me to have the same experience she did, where her life was ruined by a baby, but actually my son gave me that energy to move on. Like, I was just stuck. I would just thought I was this failure, and the second I had my son, I'm like, I'm going to be better. He needs a mom who has done something with herself, not just a freaking potato, you know? So, I mean, I will thank him one day when he can understand, you know, thank you for coming into my life. So, I'm a very forgiving person, and it'll take time with my parents, but, you know, I'm willing to forgive them. They just have to give me that opportunity. Actually, when you're 16 years old, you are actually allowed to choose if you'd like to still go to school. So you can drop out the second you turn 16 without your, you know, I mean, your parents can't tell you anything different. You can just leave. And I think that they should change that, because I know several people who did that when they were 16 just because they could. But I think that they should change that rule. I think you need to finish high school. I think it's just, you need to. You don't, like I said, you don't realize it until you're older, till it's too late.